This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air, Linda Cohen along with you. Childhood cancer rates have been rising slightly for the past few decades, making it the second leading cause of death in children after accidents. And about 1,300 children below the age of 15 are expected to be diagnosed with cancer this year alone. Well, here to give us more perspective on the status of childhood cancer today is Sharon Bauer, a pediatric registered nurse and the nurse manager for hematology oncology at Upstate's Golisano Children's Hospital. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you.
So, childhood cancers are on the rise. Tell us about
Slightly. And, you know, we're not really sure where pediatric cancers come from, unlike adult cancers. That's a major difference. Adult cancers, a lot of time it's related to environment, sun, smoking, genetics, so breast cancer and history of cancer in your family. In pediatrics, we really don't know where it is coming from. We haven't found a link to environment except for high ionized radiation.
Meaning what?
Meaning Chernobyl.
Oh, so when you're really in some kind
of
nuclear.
Not a chest x-ray.
Mm-hmm. Or dental x-ray.
We do know that some of it is genetics. We know that, or chromosome abnormalities. We do know that certain children with Down syndromes are more at risk for leukemia than their same age non-Down syndrome counterparts. A couple other genetic diseases like that that seem to be higher risk than a non-child with those genetic diseases. We do know that children with HIV, with AIDS, not just HIV, are at somewhat higher risk for leukemia.
But at this point, nobody really knows why there seems to be this slow, steady rise.
We don't know.
And the truth is, we may not really have the link, but it could exist in terms of environmental things. We just don't know that.
We don't know that. Correct.
Right. Correct. So what kinds of cancers are affecting children? Tell us about the more prevalent ones.
So the leading pediatric cancers are the what I like to call the liquid, so the leukemias or the blood cancers. So acute ALL, acute lymphocytic leukemia, or AML, acute myelocytic leukemia. And you may hear those terms in the adult world, but the two leukemias in a pediatric patient, they're different than an adult patient with the same disease.
How are they different?
The way they react, their genetics, and what you treat them with, and then how curable. So, for example, ALL, which is our more common type of leukemia in pediatrics, it's all relative, but ALL seem to be easier for us to treat in general than AMLs.
What ages are we talking about? What would be the typical time you might see ALL show
school
up?
School age.
So 5 and 6.
And those are 6 to 8 years old. And those are the children at that age group who seem to do better.
If a teenager
is diagnosed with ALL, that puts them at a higher risk because their cure rate isn't as good as maybe the 8-year old with the same type of leukemia.
What other kinds of cancer are prevalent in kids?
So then solid tumors, brain tumors is one of the more common solid tumors in pediatrics, but that can be any pieces of your brain. So from your frontal lobe, which may change behavior, to your brain stem, which is our cure rate is not very successful with those.
And those require different treatments, obviously, depending where they're located.
Correct. Yep.
And usually, what age groups do you usually see?
Pediatric cancer can happen at any age.
Sure.
We see them younger, so preschoolers, and then adolescents. Are the two. So usually the school age kids, although they can get a brain tumor, we don't see them as often.
Are there other types
And then the other solid tumors that we see are some children are born with retinoblastoma. So a tumor exactly in their eye.
A tumor in the eye.
And that's highly, highly curable. Other children have, usually around 2 to 3, have something called neuroblastoma. Comes from, in general, nervous system. We've not been successful in moving that cure rate. So that's still hanging about 40%. Mm. But kids can get tumors of their kidneys. Common pediatric kidney cancer is called Wilms tumor, and that is rarely seen in adults and usually diagnosed 2, 3, 4 year olds.
How about lymphomas? You hear that a lot.
Lymphoma is usually adolescents.
And what does it mean to have a lymphoma?
It's another it's a cancer of the lymph nodes, lymphoma, but we're looking at that very similar to a leukemia these days. We're the research we're finding is they're acting very similar to the liquid or the blood cancers.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Sharon Bauer. She's a pediatric registered nurse specializing in hematology oncology. And we're talking about childhood cancers. They have been on the rise somewhat, and we do see a whole variety of cancers affecting children, some of which affect adults as well, but not, are any of these unique to children?
Really, Wilms tumor. Tumor of the kidneys and neuroblastoma, because that usually comes about in their, again, toddler ages, toddler to preschool.
The good news is, from the little bit of research I was doing, is that childhood cancers are still considered rare. I guess they make up less than 1% of all the cancers that we see that are diagnosed each year. So even though they're on the rise, overall within our population, they're somewhat rare. And the good news also is the treatments have become far more effective. Tell us about that.
Since the, I think in pediatrics, because it is a relatively rare disease, and there's a number of them, so they're all not treated the same. They're all actually treated different. And even with leukemia, as I spoke earlier, ALL, there is multiple different subsets of ALL, and they all have to be treated differently.
What are the main types of treatments that are being used? Is it similar to what happens in adults where you do surgery, radiation, chemotherapy kind of thing?
Yes. So if it's a solid tumor, we try and do surgery. Liquid tumor, so leukemias, there's nothing to do surgery on, so it's chemotherapy. Radiation, we do. That's usually with the solid tumors. However, radiation also kills normal cells. So, for example, it's hard to get chemotherapy across the blood-brain barrier. So we do give chemotherapy, but radiation is very effective in that. However, it zaps normal brain tissues, and we then can cause learning disabilities these children.
It's interesting because recently we've had one of our neurosurgeons, pediatric neurosurgeons, on talking about some of the newer technologies that they're using to zap tumors that are in difficult locations and to using laser.
Yes.
And trying to minimize the kind of damage that can take place with these kind of surgical procedures.
Right.
Radiation.
And I think that is a good topic. That is why I think in pediatrics we've come so much farther than in adults, because we're working in conjunction with other specialists saying this works, how can we make it better, and then how can we make it better with less side effects. We know that every pediatric cancer survivor will have at least one, if not multiple, long-term health issues as they live the rest of their life.
They do. But what I'm reading, and help me with this, is the survival rate has really skyrocketed in terms of, it used to be when I was a child, I remember if someone got leukemia, it was a death sentence.
It was a death sentence.
And today, the way it's working is that you have up to 84% of kids will live 5 years or more.
Right. Just in my career, and I'm not that old, but just in my career, when I began globally, we were saying childhood cancer cure rate was about 40%, and now we're saying it's 80, 82% globally. So we have some retinoblastomas, close to 90% cure rate. Neuroblastoma, again, that's in the 40% cure rate.
I'm seeing actually that there's been a real improvement overall, though, right, in all the cancers.
Yes, there is.
And so with that in mind, how do you approach parents? I mean, you deal with these kids every day. When a child is newly diagnosed, what do you say to parents? What's the approach that's most helpful?
So the approach is frank and honesty. We're the referral department. So your three-year-old has a cold for a really long time, and the pediatrician decides to draw blood counts just to see how things are, and they find leukemia cells in it, and then they're referred to us. So we need to be honest, and we use the word cancer. A lot of families still in 2013 don't like cancer.
Well, it's frightening.
We need to use it. We're doing good things in the pediatric world and in the adult world. And then we have a wealth of specialists. We're specially trained on how to talk to not only the parents, but the children of all ages. So a three-year-old, their imagination is very active. So you might use play with them to kind of talk about how we're going to put an IV in, and it's going to poke, but we're going to help you. And we use diversion. We might use an iPad while we're putting an IV in them. For a 17-year-old, we're going to speak to them and say, you need an IV. It's going to be a poke. We're going to have to put a needle, and we'll use needle in your vein, and we want to take some of your blood.
So obviously you're geared to treating the children and knowing
and
how to treat the children and the family. But in terms of a hopeful outcome, in terms of the way you talk to parents, what's the approach? Do you generally...
It's always, you know, I think a lot of families, when they're first diagnosed, that's one of the first questions they'll ask is, what's the survival rate? What are my child's chances? And we'll give them real numbers. But you know what? We're treating these kids. That's what we do. And our treatment is the same that you're going to find in New York City or that you're going to find in Texas, because we have the collaborative. And we've been working with the Children's Oncology Group to do this research for 40 years now.
I think that's a key point, I think, that you're just making, that you're involved in the same kind of cancer protocols that are being delivered throughout this country.
Correct.
By being part of this larger
Correct.
Collaborative.
So if throughout the world.
Throughout the world.
Yes.
So if you're getting treatment here at our cancer center,
right.
it's very much the same as you might get at Sloan Kettering
Correct.
Or anywhere else in the world.
Correct.
So the chances.
The things that those bigger institutions offer are their investigational agents. But standard of care, we're doing it just like the other places are doing it.
Well, it's very, very hopeful information. I want to thank you so much. I mean, it's scary that there is a rise, and clearly we don't exactly understand why.
Right.
But the fact is that there's a lot of help and hope out there for
Right.
kids with cancer. So I want to thank you so much for coming in. My guest has been Sharon Bauer. She's a pediatric registered nurse and the nurse manager for hematology oncology at Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.